Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. Are you ready this morning? Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad that he did this morning? Oh, yes, I just thank him. To God be the glory on today, oh God, for the great things that he's already done and what he's about to do. As we continue to look to him in this last hour, I tell you, so much going on from day to day and from week to week. Oh, violence still in the land, I tell you, consequences for our sin, y'all. I tell you, so much, there's so much going on. I'm so disturbed. As I always say, I'm a little Jeremiah over here. I'm the weeping prophet, I tell you. I tell you, it's just so much going on. But nevertheless, God is still God, and he's still able to heal, to save, to set free, and deliver you on today. If you would just trust him, and you just receive him in this last hour, you know, so much, I mean, it's just so much to talk about, and so much to discuss, and so much you want to help people to see what's going on around about them in this last hour, seeing that people have forgotten, you know, what church is all about and what the pastor's duties are in this last hour. You know, why are we having church if the pastor's not going to preach the gospel to you that you might be saved? Jesus came to save you from your sins on today. And that's what a delusion is, you know, to trick you up and to confuse you about who Jesus is. He's still God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning. We praise you on today. You're worthy of all the glory and the honor belongs only to you on today. And we just thank you, God, for watching over us while we slumbered and slept on last night and rose us up this morning, oh God, to give your name the glory and the praise this morning that's due only to you, the true and living God. Lord, I pray that you would think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, make a difference where it counts, oh God. We know that you're soon to come. We see all the signs of judgment all around about us, oh God. But we thank you, oh God, because we know that you can do anything but fail on today. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted this morning. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. I tell you, like I said, this is the day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it this morning. We thank him for keeping our families on today. We thank him for holding back the hands of death this morning. We just thank him. You know, so much to give him glory and praise for on today. When you look around and see all the destruction and, you know, seeing that people have forgotten, you know, what church and what Christ is all about and what he, you know, what he came to do in this last hour, he's still healing. He's still saving. He's still setting free. You know, in spite of with suicide on the rampant and shooting and violence filling the land, God is still God, y'all. He's still can save your soul on today. And that's what the preacher should be leading you to Christ. But they have led your way and led you to the slaughter, you know. And the Bible talks about that, you know, how pastors have led his people away and scattered his flock, you know, scattered his sheep all everywhere. The sheep don't even know which way to go. And how sad is that? It seems that, like I said, that the church has forgotten their duties. You know, the pastors have forgotten their duties. What are we having church for if people are not being saved, set free, and delivered? That's what the house of God is for. Let's start with Luke 4 and 8. Luke 4 and 8 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That's the job. "He has sent me to heal the broken heart." I don't care what you're dealing with, mental illness, whatever battle you're having in your body on today. He came to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance. You're not hearing about deliverance today. He still wants to deliver you today. He said to deliver deliverance to the captive and the recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable years of the Lord. That is the pastor's job. That is why we have church today. That's what the house of God is for. You're supposed to be going there to be saved, to hear the word of God. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will keep you in this last hour. Oh, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We talked about the consequences of sin on last night. And today we're going to pick it up right there, you know, consequences of our sin, our actions, y'all. Rebellion is sin. Also, you know, rebellion. These pastors have rebelled against God and no longer preaching the gospel. They're no longer leading you to Christ, but they're leading you to themselves, like I talked about last night about Nebuchadnezzar. You know, how he was lifting himself up. And these pastors are lifting themselves up. But thank God Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses. It took 7 years, but at least he came to his senses. And praise God. And you know what? His son did not learn from his father. It seemed that, you know, the spirit of rebellion is in the land. The Bible says the spirit of rebellion is as witchcraft, y'all. And divination, which spirit is blowing everywhere, all everywhere. Witchcraft in America, y'all. People are rebellious against God, against his word, against his people today. Witchcraft. Oh, the consequences of your sin. The witchcraft. It's got so many cousins everywhere. You said cousins, yeah, fortune telling, necromancy, Satan's counterfeit of God's holiness, you know, the spirituality of holiness. He's trying to imitate, it's a counterfeit, y'all. The Bible said, you know, many are going to be deceived in this last hour. The Bible expresses, you know, to us about witchcraft. It's as, you know, rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. That's what you see today. Rebellion everywhere. Rebellion in your home. Rebellion everywhere on the job. Rebellion everywhere. The spirit of witchcraft is in the land, y'all. It is. It didn't just get here. It's been here since the beginning of time. People, you know, everybody, you know, when you look on TV and you look at the computers, because I don't look at TV, but, you know, when you look around, you, it's magic everywhere. Teaching your kids about magic, you know, those spirits of witchcraft is in the land. That's why the church is where it is now. That's why the church is messed up. It's powerless. because they opened the door. These leaders had opened the door of the spirit of witchcraft in the house of God. It's so sad. But like I said, blessed at the beginning of time, you know, these familiar spirits, they people seeking everything, sorting out for everything, but God want the supernatural, want to be great. Everybody wants to be great. It's witchcraft, y'all. It's witchcraft. God told us not to deal with witchcraft, not to dabble in witchcraft. Don't open your spirit to this. Stick to the word of God. Grab your Bible. Hold on to it. Read it. Receive it. It's yours. Oh, God don't endorse this mess, y'all. That's all we're saying. Even with, you know, mental illness, you know, and you know, people saying, well, you need to go to a counselor, you know, and some of these counselors ain't even saved. Some of these counselors need a counselor, you know. And you going to them, they messed up. And some of these counselors, they perverted. You think you going, you hear a lot of people, even in the church, say that they went to the pastor or went to the preacher for counseling by themselves. And they took advantage of them. I'm telling you, you need to seek God for the answer. Jesus is still the answer. He's still the answer for you. He's the answer for me today. We just read it. He came to set the captive free. Are you captive today? Are you yoked up? Are you tied up? Are you bound? Today, he wants to set you free. Suicide on the rampant. He wants to set you free. He is a marriage regulator. The devil knows that. God will regulate your thoughts. He will show you exactly what to do and how to do it if you trust and lean and depend on him. Jesus is still the answer for the world today. He's the answer. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is still the way. I'm telling you, God don't want us to endorse this mess that we're saying. He said, don't touch it. And just look around, all the nations that were surrounding America were saturated with these practices anyway. The sun god, the moon god, the star god, the wood god, the stone god, all these gods, even down to the animals, you know. Over in India, you know, they got over 3 billion, million of gods, you know, that people be worshiping. And over there, you know, even animals, they worship animals. They won't even kill the cow. They worship the cow and drink the urine of cows. That's just something that they could kill and eat. But because of their mind, the witchcraft over their mind, the spirit over their mind, something that could help them live, they refuse it. They worship it. Oh, my God. Oh, God told us not to get involved. Witchcraft, that spirit of rebellion against God's word. People are against God's word today. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. Let's go there. Oh, my God. Or maybe you should just write it down for time's sake. Oh. Yeah? But anyway, in Deuteronomy 18 and 9 through 12, write that down. You know, he says, when you enter into the land the Lord your God has given to you, learn not. That's what he's telling us. Learn not to imitate these detestable things that, you know, that these practices that other nations was doing. Look around. Other nations, I mean, you know, that was worshiping all these other gods and deities all around you. Now it's here in America. Witchcraft is in the church. Who has bewitched you? The word say in the book of Galatians. Who? It takes a person to turn you away from the things of God. Who? I mean, other nations worshiping idols and, you know, figurines and all these things they prayed to, and, you know, and now look at America. I mean, they was going to visit the dead at the graveyard. You never heard of that stuff over here in America? We were not going down to the graveyard, y'all, visiting the dead, talking to the dead, talking to your dead loved one, and the Bible told us strictly not to do this. Don't do the rhyming. Told us don't do that. What is going on? Wake up. Shake yourself. Run. You're touching things that God told us not to touch, and you're getting the results, the consequences of our actions for touching things that God told us not to touch. We can't. It's the spirit of rebellion against God's word to do things that he told us not to do. That's like your child. They rebel against you. You tell them, don't do it. Don't go over there, you know, because, you know, there's devastation over there. And just because you told them not to go, they want to go just to see why you didn't want them to go. And that's how it is today. Rebellion in the land. That's why we have all these things going on in our home. Children rebelling against their parents. It's my thing. I can do what I want to do. That spirit is in the land. And it's crept in the house of God. If you can do what you want to do, why are we having church? Why are you going to church when you're just going to do what you want to do anyway? Why do you have a preacher? How can you hear without a preacher the word of God said? And how can he preach himself what God said? But if he's not preaching the gospel, not preaching deliverance, not preaching healing, not preaching salvation, not preaching deliverance from yourself, you are the problem. Oh, my God. We're not to have the spirit of rebellion on us. We need to listen. We need instruction. Remove not the foundational truth from your life. It's the only thing that has kept you and brought you this far. It's by faith in Jesus Christ, your upbringing. That's why we're losing a lot of young people. They don't know about Christ. They don't know about Jesus. They have not even been in, you know, they don't go to church because the church is not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not preaching the gospel. And they hear this stuff, so they don't even want to go in the church, and they be stuck with that problem. Mental illness, suicidal thoughts, thinking nobody cares, nobody loves me, you know. Things from the past, hunting them in your mind. It starts in your mind. It's about a, it's in your mind, y'all. The battle starts in your mind. Things that's been spoken to you, said to you. Doors that have been opened in your life. Maybe you've been raped or molested by, the perpetrator said things to you, you know, to bring, you know, confusion in your life. Telling you nobody cares about you anyway. You better be glad I did it. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. The mind is the battleground. Oh, my God. Witchcraft everywhere. Inclusion everywhere. You can include any everything in your life. No. It brings on rebellion against God. But he said, let it not be made among you. And these people and leaders are sacrificing their children as well because what they see you do, they do. They think it's okay. And the Bible said, you know, you cause your kids to go through the fire. You know? Because these leaders are doing any and every ungodly thing in the house of God. They sold their soul for fame and fortune of this world. Satan offered things to Jesus. He's our perfect example. So I give you all these kingdoms. And look now, even with Nebuchadnezzar, he was the leader of that kingdom. And he began to lift himself up. These leaders are lifting themselves up. They think they're God. They're God to you. like Jim Jones manipulating the people. This manipulating is taking control over your thoughts, taking control over you. They sold out. They sold out for fame and fortune, for their names to be great. That's what Nebuchadnezzar said. My name is great. You hear T.D. Jakes, all these leaders, you know, being lifted up. Oh, he's a great Jakes. And, you know, no, God is great and greatly to be praised. Come on, y'all. It's real out here. Satan's demanding a sacrifice. Just like God is, you know, wants a sacrifice. He wants a living sacrifice. But Satan wants a dead sacrifice. The things you just turn over to him. Somebody has to pay the price. We're not to practice and divination and sorcery and all these things, engaging in witchcraft or spells and casting spells on folks. Come on, y'all. He told us don't consult these. They don't consult, you know, spiritualists, you know. And don't go consulting the dead, going down there talking to the grave, to the, you know, bones. And, you know, come on now. They're no longer there. Their spirit goes immediately to whoever you serve. He told us don't do that. Stop going down in that graveyard. Spirits. Demons. Demonic spirits, witchcraft all around about us. They don't want to do these things. You know, God said no. God told us don't do that. He takes witchcraft very seriously. There's a penalty for practicing witchcraft. You need to go and study. Even in the Mosaic law, it was death. Came upon them. And even in the Old Testament, it talks about, you know, he refused to let a witch live. They stoned them. But God is allowing these witches to live today because he's giving them a chance to get right. There have been people that's been delivered from witchcraft that was witches and warlocks. God is giving everybody a chance. His grace and his mercy is for you. It's for me. His grace and his mercy. He's just sending it out to you today. Consequences, though. There's consequences when you won't hear, when you won't listen. That's why so much going on. Family members killing one another. You know, your children, you don't know what they're getting involved in. Reading these books, you know, and altering their thinking. And they just think they can do whatever they want to do. And the devil tells them, go ahead and kill yourself and take somebody else with you. And that's just like the devil. When he do something, he wants to take somebody else with him. That's what's going on. That's why he went to Eve. He knew he was hellbound. So he went down and said, look, let me talk to her and tell her that she can be like God, just like me. She can be like God. To come to talk to your mind, to bring down about Jesus. You know who he is. You know. But just like, you know, when Jesus brought them out of Egypt, they still forget. Look around. The church has forgotten what God has done for you, what he brought you out of. Some of you are right at the point of death. He raised you up. He brought you out. He healed your body. He saved your soul. And then you went right back after he brought you out. Everybody's talking about going back to Egypt. You're looking around, people got these snakes all around their neck and all on their head. And oh, my God. What is going on? I tell you, there are consequences for your actions. Look at Saul. Saul died. I tell you what, he was unfaithful to the Lord. He didn't do what God told him to do. He didn't keep it. He didn't keep God's word. But he went and consulted a medium. These people are getting involved in things that God told us not to do. You know, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. His word is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path.
He will lead you and guide you and cook all truth, y'all.
Oh, yes, he will. Could you write these scriptures down? Exodus 22 and 18, Leviticus 20 and 27, Chronicles 10 and 13. When you get a chance, read it down. Read those scriptures. Oh, it will be a blessing to those that read it. There's revelation in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. He reveals, he uncovers things to us. But these people are getting involved in, and even with these vaccinations that they want everybody to take, these COVID vaccinations and stuff, drugs and stuff into your body, putting things into your body to alter your thinking. That's what pharmakia. It's a Greek word, pharmakia. It's for pharmacy. You don't know what they're putting into your body. The devil knows. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why it's been depopulation all around about us. You just open yourself up. Anything goes. They're giving out this stimulus money. Yeah, and people just running all, going on trips that people ain't never been nowhere. They got that money going like you just lost your mind. But, you know, payday coming. Consequences. There's consequences for taking all this money. Oh, yeah. You think it's free? No, it's going to be for your soul. Galatians 5 and 20. Let's go there. Some of these scriptures, I know we don't have time to go through all of them. But I'm going to go through as much as I can. I just want you to get it. I want the church to wake up. Get back. Get back to the landmark. Get back to what God told us to do. Get back to the job that he has assigned our hands to do. There are so many people that's demon-possessed. And they said, Jesus ain't the answer. Oh, my God. Jesus is the answer for whatever your problem is. He's a mind regulator. So if you demon-possessed, it's the doors you open in your mind. And then it went to your heart. And then it got to your actions. Oh, my God. Have you doing things out of the ordinary? That's not normal. And they try to say, you know, just need inner counseling. Just inner counseling. Well, the Bible talks in Jeremiah, Jesus is a counselor. Go to him. He's your counselor. Oh, yes. He's our everything. The devil just don't want you to go to Jesus. He don't want you to run to Jesus. He knows power in that name. That's what wants you to shut your mouth. Don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. You better call on the name of Jesus. There's help. When you call on him, call on that name. Galatians chapter 5. Oh, I just so upset and disturbed. Let's see. Write those scriptures down for the sake of time. Write those scriptures down. Write down Revelation 18 and 23. Write these scriptures down. They will help you. They'll be a blessing to those that... Let's go to Revelation right quick. Revelation. I'm all over this place. Because, see, the enemy, he be throwing dots, fiery dots at your mind when you bring the word. Because he don't want people to be delivered. I want you to read Revelation 1 and 3. It says, blessed is he that readeth. And they that hear the words and keep. Did it say leave it, throw it out, get rid of it? No, it said and keep those things which are written therein. That is written in this word, y'all. Whatever your sickness is, whatever your disease is, whatever your problem is, keep this word. Use this word. Apply this word. It's the ointment for your soul. He said, for what? the time is at hand. The time is at hand, y'all. Jesus can come at any moment. Behold, he's knocking at the door of your heart this morning. Won't you let him in? Why don't you let him in? He wants to sup with you. He wants to live with you. He wants to stay there. Oh, my God. You know, we shouldn't seek spirituality and knowledge and power apart from God. Because that's idolatry. It's closely related to witchcraft, too. 1 Samuel 15 and 23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. When you rebel against God's word, you rebel against God's people, the man or woman of God, it's as witchcraft. It's stubbornness. It's just like your children. You know that they try to buff up against you. You know what you're telling them to do. They go and disobey you. You know, rebel against you. You know, witchcraft is Satan's realm. That's you know, that's the area he lives in. To destroy you. He's a counterfeit. He's not the original. Jesus is. This Bible just said. It'll be a blessing to those that read it. Read it. The devil don't want you to read it. It's power. It's power in the name of Jesus. And we ain't saying Satan don't have some power, but he's not all power. He don't have all power. He's a counterfeit. Just look back at the story of Moses. You know, when God performed the miracle through Moses before Pharaoh's musician. They did the same thing. But they were doing it through the demonic power realm, you know? Oh, my God. Run for your life, y'all. I tell you from week to week, run for your life. Run for your family. Stand in the gap. It's real out here. Willa, witches, going everywhere. That spirit is in the church. They're taking your mind away from the things of God. Took you away from truth to another gospel. And it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's another Jesus, not the Jesus from Nazareth. There's only one Jesus from Nazareth. Oh, my God. Consequences for your sin, y'all. Devil don't tell you that. There's so much going on right now with violence in the land. Every day you're hearing somebody, you know, the young people, I mean, innocent babies. The devil don't care. Innocent blood being shed. Oh, my God. Get your family. Get the word of God. Sit around and read the word of God. Build a foundation for your family, a protection. That's what it is. The word of God is a protection around about your soul, around about your house. You know, even when the death angel was going through Egypt, God applied the blood over the doorpost of the saint's house. And when the death angel saw the blood, he passed over. He passed over that house. Oh, my God. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 8, and verse 7, and the magicians did so with their enchantment and brought up frogs into the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, and they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And it's okay. That right there let you know that God's power is greater than Satan's power. Why was Pharaoh calling Moses? Why was he asking him to talk to God? Because he knew. The power of God was greater than his. yes. Oh, yes. The devil knows. But, you know, he's trying to do the same thing that he did to Eve. Let's go to Genesis 3:5. He tried the same thing. He says, 3:5 says, for God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Trying to control things. You know? Satan used temptation. Oh, yes. He's still using temptation. He told us, look, you can be, and that's what we're seeing today. I am God. You are a little God. It's a God in me. You know, God in everything. He in the trees. He in the, I mean, come on. This stuff is being taught. It's not the truth. Jesus is the truth. He will set you free. He is a mind regulator. He will regulate your thoughts. He will deliver you. You know, maybe you grew up with people saying, you know, you feel like you were ugly. I'm too dark. Some say I'm too light. Some say I ain't light enough. Some say I'm fat. You know, all these issues from the past. They ain't pretty enough. You know, I want to be skinny. You're looking on TV, everybody want to be a Barbie doll. You know? And a lot of these people that had a lot of weight, that has lost weight, look at them now. They doing like Barbie. You know, think they're Barbie doll. Barbie doll. Body ain't real. You ain't gonna stay there. You know, I was looking online and there was a girl was put in a box and got out supposed to be like a Barbie doll. There's some crazy stuff going on in this world, y'all. I think it's supposed to be her prom or something, and they dressed her up like she was a Barbie doll. It's sickening. It's so sickening that people are so into their flesh. And the Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. He gave you peace, you know, in the midst of where you are. You know, but it's the things, like I said, the devil has used. The spirit of witchcraft and rebellion all over the land. Because people have issues. They feel like they got things, they got something to prove to people. My sister was the one that was loved more than me when I grew up, you know. So you holding stuff. And the devil probably was talking to your mind back then, making you think that your mama cared more for one than she did the other. And then you got rebellion, you know, and open up those doors of witchcraft in your life. Now you're doing in and everything. Feel like you got to prove something to somebody. You know that I'm special. I'm special. You special. You was already special. You always been special. In spite of what the devil tried to whisper in your ear, everybody that the Lord created are special. You know, you say, well, nobody care about me. Nobody loves me. You know, I'm alone. You don't have nobody. The devil's been talking to your mind for a long time. And you holding on to past hurts. And it got so bad that some of y'all just said, I just give up. I'm just going to kill myself. God, listen. He's a deceiver. He come to destroy your life. He know once you kill yourself, you're bound for hell with him. He's not going to heaven. Hell was made for Satan and his angels, those demons. They were angels until they fell and they became demons. And he used those demons. He sent them out to you. Stop listening to the devil's lies. Like I said, mom loved Johnny more than she did me. Loved Sue more than she did me. All these past hurts, Satan is using to destroy you. You holding on to things from the past. And a lot of this stuff is lies. He's been talking to your mind. That's a battle. That's where your thoughts at. He's wanting to set you free. from your past. Get rid of all the junk. Take the trash and throw it out. Let Jesus wash away all of those things that the enemy trying to tell you. It took years for you to get them, accumulate them. You know, things that's been spoken and you just let it pile up and pile up and pile up. Jesus, take it away in a moment. Oh, yes, he will. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to that spirit of witchcraft in your ear. Don't. Some of y'all scared to be alone. Oh, I got to have a man. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Don't want to be alone. You won't be alone. You get in the Bible. Read your word. He'll keep your mind. He'll keep your body too. Oh, yes, he will. He's able to keep you from falling for the tricks and the traps of the enemy. Some of y'all with people that you don't even want to be with, lying to them and lying to yourself, just picking up in it and everything, just, you know, just to say you got a man, you just got a woman. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, no, never alone. He promised never to leave you, never to leave you alone. Oh, well, people going to talk about me. Well, people going to be talking about you anyway. People talk anyway. They got a mouth and they're going to be talking until you leave here. Even when you leave here, they're still talking about you. But it won't matter. It won't matter. Jesus answered, y'all. Let's go to 1 John 4 and 4. I hope y'all understand. The consequences for our action, y'all. And rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. Stop listening to the devil telling you a bunch of lies. And get your Bible and get back to the word of God. These preachers are lying to you. You know? Some of these preachers teaching evolution. You know? Come on now. They're not even teaching the word of God. They got your mind and thoughts all over the place. Oh, but see, that's why you need to get in the word of God for yourself. Get along with God. Let him talk to you. Let him teach you. He will teach you. Oh, yes, he will. 1 John. Some of these scriptures, I'm just not going to read them. I'm just going to give them to you in your time. Alone, just get along with God and read the word of God. It will build your life up. It will give you structure. 1 John 4 and verse 4 say, "Ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So see, that's what Satan was telling Eve in the garden. You will be God. We're not God. If you're God, then you wouldn't need God. Jesus wants to live on the inside of you. You know, just like the Bible says, you and your husband will become one. You become one, but you're not the one, because you are you and your husband is himself, but you're not him. I'm trying to break it down to you. You know, like you are the husband and you're the wife, but you're not God. But you become one, but you're not the one. Jesus is the one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know if you understand or not, but anyway, I want you to write these scriptures down and please go back over and read them during your spare time. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 18, 1 Corinthians 5 and 5, Isaiah 54 and 17, and Ephesians 6 and 11, Acts 19 and 19. Isaiah 8 and 19. I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he wants us to preach the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ, not the gospel of money, not the gospel of fame or fortune, but the gospel that men will be set free, healed, saved, delivered from you. Yeah, from yourself. There's no good thing in your flesh. The word of God will kill the flesh. This word is the answer for every problem. I don't care what your problem is. This word is the answer for you on today. If you tried everything and everything's failed, try Jesus. Try Jesus. I want to read to you. We're going up a little further so you can get an understanding of the last scripture that I just read. Let's read 1 John 4 and 3. It says, and every spirit, listen, every spirit, now you know they're saying, you know, inclusion of everything. You include in and everything in life. You know, you just do whatever you want to do. There's a compromising spirit. There's a lying spirit all over the land. This word says, and we just got to read it. It'll be a blessing to those that read it. Take it, receive it, and act on it. Word of God said, he that hears the word must be a doer of the word. Not just hear it. Not just, you know, you need to walk it out. Live it out. You can live it out. You can do all things through Christ that's strengthening you on today. You can't do anything apart from him, but you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Now, it says in this chapter here, it says, every spirit, this inclusion spirit, that's every spirit, any spirit, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is not of God. You know, they saying, you know, Jesus is my brother, and just all crazy stuff, like Jesus didn't come. For real, in the flesh. It says that this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Anything that's against Christ, anti-me, against Christ, against God's word, his truth, is the spirit of the Antichrist. Anything that speaks against God's word, anything that takes you away from God's word is the Antichrist. Anti-me, against Christ. If you're speaking against Christ, it's the spirit of the Antichrist. He said, wherefore ye have heard that it should come. We heard that the seducer was coming. We heard that the spirit was going to come. You know, we heard it in the word. He's, you know what says, you know, so now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall, what, depart from the faith? Depart me, leave the faith, get rid of things that you were taught. What's saying today? You're out with the old, in with the new. New world order, ordering something new. New world order, ordering something new. No, he told us. Now, he said, whereof ye have heard that it should come. It's here. It's here. The spirit is in the earth. Witchcraft all around you. Safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. The will of God is his word, y'all. And I don't care what your problem is. If you feel like you've given up all hope and you feel like you want to kill yourself, if you feel like you want to get out here and kill somebody else, comes to destroy you. It's already in the land. Run to Jesus. Run for your life. The word of God said, because it says, whereof you have heard that it should come, and it's here. You know, the Bible talks about in the last days you hear wars and rumors of wars and violence filling the land, and, you know, and the seducer was coming to seduce you. And like I just said, you know, and he has seduced the body of Christ. Look at the church. The church is no longer preaching the gospel. The church is no longer healing, saving, setting free, delivering those that are brokenhearted, that are captive, that are tangled up, yoked up, tied up into different things, be it be drugs or, you know, or alcohol or whatever that stronghold was that was in your life, sex addiction, ever the stronghold, the yoke that's tying you up. They're no longer preaching against, preaching deliverance so you can be delivered. You can be delivered. You can be set free. But it's the Antichrist spirit to make you think that Christ can no longer do these things that he once did, set the captive free. He said that spirit is already in here, this other Jesus, another Jesus. He said, you already heard it was coming. Another Jesus is here. And the latter part of this statement says, and even now, already in the world. Where are we? We're in this world, but we're not to be of this world. We can be in this world and not do what you see everybody else do. Get your Bible. Get your children. Get your grandchildren. Gather them around. Point them to Jesus. He will set them free. And he whom the Son set free is free indeed on today. Run for your life. Stand in the gap for your family. Call on the name of Jesus. There's still power in that name. The devil knows that. That's why he's against Christ, because he wants you to worship him. Satan wants you to worship him. He wants to be the Lord of your life. But Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and he's King of kings. And whether you believe it or not on today, the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you can confess now or you confess later, but there will be a confession session. I look around and I see all these judge shows. You got divorce court. You got judges up there on this earth, right? You're forming all these judges down here. Judge for divorce and judge for young ladies having babies and, you know, and don't know who their dads are and stuff. Paternal court. Yeah, you got all these, you know, and it's just so much. You got all these worldly judges and think you shouldn't have. Christ to judge all this mess that's taking place in his house. Well, there will be. There will be. The judge above all other judges. Oh, yes. And he's soon to come. And he's coming back for a ready church. Will you be ready? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, I pray for every listener on today that you would touch their hearts, touch their mind, take them down into your word. Lord, your word is truth. We thank you on today that your word is a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our pathway. And we thank you, O God, that you're still King of kings and you're still Lord of lords and that you're coming back for a ready church. Just be ready. God bless you, ready church. If we have any guest callers, you can call me at 516-387-5622. 1963. 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. You may call at this time. I see we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, one
minute. You're there?
Yes, good morning. I just like to say, thank God for the word on today. Like you said, everything else is going down but the word. So thank God for the Ready Church, and thank God for you.
Thank God for you too. God bless you. You have another call.
God bless you.
Call you on the line. Good morning. God bless you. Paula, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God for the word.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. You're welcome.
Have another call online.
Good morning.
Paula, are you there? Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thanks for the word this morning.
Thank God for the word. God bless you. Another caller. I see we have another caller. Caller, are you there? I think we lost that caller. Caller, are you there? Well, anyway, we thank God for all of you all that's online this morning. We pray that the word has been a light unto your path on today. Continue to seek God like never before. Time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. So you can be that ready church. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.